depend on Frederick to install the best solar roof system to start knocking down those utility bills. New government incentives are available to help you save up to 50% on the cost of solar panel roofing installation. So if you're ready to go green and lower your utility bills and carbon footprint while increasing your property value, seriously consider a clean power plan from Frederick Roofing. It's the smart thing to do. You can sign up online at www.4asolarroof.com. You'll be on your way to reducing those energy bills.
For a hole in your roof, or a home to roof, Frederick Roofing.
St. Louis, 314-645-2000.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
Well, I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center for great deals on America's most trusted battery, DieHard. Plus, take advantage of a free battery check at Sears Auto Center. See store for details.
Target Talk St. Louis every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Join host Stephen King as he discusses the world of firearms from competitions to firearm safety.
You have to be square.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. This portion brought to you by the 7 locally owned and operated Auric Home Centers. You can stop in any one of them and see what they offer, or go to the website, O-R-E-C-K, that's auric.com. I'm Paul Harris, that's Ian, that's Dan, and this is Mr. Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, yes.
Joe, of course, is here to talk about what's going on in the movies and the nightclubs around town, et cetera. How are you today, Mr. H?
I'm doing great, Mr. H. Hey, we could be like, we could pair up. We're like superheroes. Yeah.
All of a sudden, I saw us in a British farce on stage at the Rep. And let's just stop that right
Hello,
now.
Hello, Mr. H?
Yeah.
Fine.
Knock that off immediately.
Let's put all that horse talk we had going on.
Yeah, well, before you get into this week's movies, remember Argo was about a CIA plot to make a fake movie to get a half dozen Americans out of Iran during those horrible times in 79 and 80 when the Iranians held 52 hostages for 444 days, and these six were not among them, but were able to get out because of the great work of this guy Tony Perez, who was played by Ben Affleck in the movie.
Right, yeah.
And the way they did that was by coming up with a fake movie. And for anybody who thought, wow, that was really outlandish, even though it was a true story, here's a story from today about a guy named Mohammed Abdi Hassan, who was one of the most notorious and influential leaders of a major Somali pirate organization that had roamed the seas for the last 5 years. They had captured ships and gotten some companies to pay off big sums. This is relatable to anybody who has seen the movie Captain Phillips or hasn't seen it and is going to. Perfect tie-in with that movie. Well, they've captured the guy. How did they do that? They lured him from Somalia to Belgium to work on a fake documentary about high seas crime.
Ah.
It's Argo meets Captain Phillips.
Oh, that's great. Great.
First, they went to his number two guy and convinced him he should go. They dangled a fake job to him as an advisor to this fake movie about piracy that would mirror his life as a pirate. And so he and his boss both got sucked in, and now they've both been caught. And of all the countries on the planet, Belgium has caught the biggest Somali pirates in the world.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Sounds like a great idea for a movie as well.
It does.
Really? I mean, seriously.
You know that in Hollywood, somebody's thinking, well, you know what? These are two movies that are successful. What can we do that would be close to that? How about Argo meets Captain Phillips? Get a meeting.
Get Affleck. Now.
No, they're never going to get those people. You're never going to get Affleck. You're never going to get Hanks. But who can we get? Get Casey Affleck. And, yeah. and what's Tom Hanks' son? Colin. Get Colin Hanks in here.
They'll do that.
They absolutely would do that. What do you have for us on the movie front today?
Well, we've got, four flicks that are dropping. You've got the Carrie remake. You got The Fifth Estate, 12 Years a Slave, and Escape Plan are all dropping today. All four rated R. by the way, which is interesting that there's no alternative, no PG-13. I was very shocked that Carrie got the R rating, seeing as if it seems like a surefire hit for it to be a PG-13.
Do you think it is going to be a hit? Because I'm hearing bad things about the movie.
I haven't read one good review for it, and I still remember back in my FM radio days hosting a screening for The Rage, Carrie 2. The biggest name in that was Jason London. That movie.
Wow.
That movie was just so just atrocious. That when I saw they were remaking Carrie, to me, Carrie 2, The Rage from 1999, it was already an attempt to remake it. If you've got a great Brian De Palma film, why remake it? Why? And why cast a girl who's attractive to play the ugly girl who... Okay.
Now, let me just stop you for a second, because you said a great Brian De Palma film, meaning the original Carrie.
Yes.
With Sissy Spacek and, a very small role, John Travolta. What's the last time you saw Carrie?
I'm guessing you're going to tell me that this is one of those films that doesn't hold up over time.
I saw it about 5 years ago on cable, and I thought, you know, I haven't seen this since the original came out, and I thought the original was pretty good. It does not hold up at all. It is so cheesy.
All right, because it's been about, for me, 20 or so years since I saw it.
I'm telling you, if you thought you liked Carrie, I don't know about this new one, but don't go back and watch the original one again, because it's so cheesy. And I know that Sissy Spacek and Piper Laurie, who played her mother in the movie, they're both nominated for Academy Awards, which for a horror movie is unheard of.
Yeah.
But it's just... so cheesy. The acting is so over the top. The special effects, even though it was a long time ago, just...
when she turned and made that car veer off the road and crash?
Yeah.
That was pretty funny. What about John Travolta? Was that his first movie?
Might have been. If it wasn't, it was very early on. He certainly wasn't on Welcome Back, Kotter, or had not done Saturday Night Fever yet.
Yeah, Grease hadn't dropped or anything like that.
No, it was before
very,
that.
Very early John Travolta. The only film of the four that I've got that I've seen, it shouldn't be a shock which one I decided to go and see, was Escape Plan, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone. By now, everybody knows what the movie's all about, I'm sure.
No, I don't.
Well, it's great, because I'll tell you that it's Stallone basically plays... a Robert Redford sneakers kind of guy. He's hired through the government to go into prisons unbeknownst to the guards or anything else, and his gig is to break out in order to prove that, you know, a guy could do it. That way they can safeguard themselves.
Let's find the flaws in the system.
Right, like Robert Redford would be in sneakers, brilliantly hired to break into banks, rob the bank, then give the money back to the bank, take his own cut out in order to help them fortify their security.
Yep.
So it's a bit of a stretch that I'm comparing Robert Redford to Sylvester Stallone.
You think?
Well, I just wanted to help kind of, you know, visualize this. So it starts out slow. You're going to break this film into thirds. The first third, you really have to be patient, and you got to remember, oh, this is the movie where Schwarzenegger and Stallone team up, and they're buddies, and they fight each other, but they're buddies, and I heard it's rated R, and it's got a lot of great one-liners, which, by the way, this could be the contender for the greatest collection of Schwarzenegger one-liners in the history of film. It's just so cool. However,
and there's always however in life.
I'm a fan of Vinnie Jones. I really am. Ever since Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, when Guy Ritchie discovered that Vinnie Jones would be a great guy that could be menacing and only give him like two or three lines of dialogue, and you'll always remember him. Completely miscast as a prison guard who's basically just playing Vinnie Jones. I mean, Vinnie Jones was discovered the same time Jason Statham was by the same director, Guy Ritchie. And since then, all they do is play themselves. That's it, over and over again. I'm going way ahead of myself. You get Stallone... he decides, okay, I'll take this gig, I'll go into this one prison, and, you know, here's my safe word, so I have to say this safe word, and if I say this, then certain guards are going to know, oh, the gig is up, it's gotten too real. Because he does go in protected, kind of.
You said nobody in the prison knows who he is.
There's a certain safe word that only the guards real. It's like a get-out-of-jail-free card to get an immediate sit-down with the warden. The guards aren't, you know, in on it that much.
Okay.
But the warden tells the guards, oh, by the way, if prisoners say this word, that means you've gone too far, you know, you're abusing the inmates, whatever. So he goes in, he's about ready, he basically gets grabbed. He assumes, oh, this is all part of the thing, they're going to grab me and make it look like I'm getting busted. When he wakes up, he's in a prison, but it's not the way they described. And he finds himself in a giant glass cube. You can see everything, up, down, left, right. Everything is there. It's suspended off the ground. All the other inmates are in these giant, huge glass boxes as well. He tries his safe word. He gets to sit down with the warden and finds out this isn't the warden he was supposed to see. Somebody paid big money to throw him into this jail and isolate him for all eternity and basically rot and die in this tomb, which was the original title of the film. It was originally called The Tomb, but nobody figured anybody would understand what the heck The Tomb is. The Tomb, starring Schwarzenegger and Stallone, probably when they die, because they're almost 70 years old each, so they decided to call it Escape Plan. He meets up with Schwarzenegger's character.
Now, wait a second. How does he meet him if they're all individual cubes?
Well, that's the thing. I didn't understand the need to have all these really cool high-tech cubes, and then, hey, it's lunchtime. Everybody out. I mean, it's seriously. Like,
have you seen this movie, this TV show, The Blacklist, with James Spader?
Yes.
It's on Monday nights on NBC, and he plays this criminal who gives himself up and then gets himself involved with the FBI, and he's giving them information so that they can go after some of his enemies, and they keep him in this high-tech cube like the one you're describing, and every time the cute FBI agent who's the star of the show goes in there to interview him, there's a whole scene of that cube opening up.
Wow.
As
that was good, man.
As the cube, you know, the cube moves on rails. You've seen it, so you know what I'm talking about.
I thought I was watching it again.
It's completely unnecessary, but somebody at the set design department said, hey, look what we did. It sounds like that's what they did for Escape Plan, too.
It is, and the thing that's fun is Schwarzenegger and Stallone, they do meet up. They have honestly, if a movie could drip anything, this movie would drip testosterone.
Is Schwarzenegger a guard?
No, he is an inmate as well. I'll call him a very artistic inmate because he fancies himself a bit of a drawer, a bit of a guy who can, you know, lay out a schematic or decipher a schematic. So he's necessary for Stallone to try and get out. We have to suspend disbelief because you have to imagine that Schwarzenegger is this amazing, brilliant schematic drawer, and Stallone is a genius at breaking out of anything. And
all right. Yeah, okay. So it's completely fiction.
Yes. And in order to make it not appear as if they're working together, they have a handful of hand-to-hand fights where they, you know, they beat each other up and they talk down to each other. There's a bunch of the dozens going on, if you will. But it works really, really well. And I know you're expecting me to say that because you know I love Stallone. And you know I think Schwarzenegger is awesome. And I'm just so stoked to see the two of them in a movie together.
Yeah.
But it really does work. It has a lot of cliches towards the middle of the movie. Sam Neill, I had no clue Sam Neill was in this movie. He plays the doctor of the prison. And you really feel for the guy because he knows this just really isn't right. It really isn't. And some, I was waiting for certain speeches he gives to kind of remind you of the character he played in Jurassic Park, but that's just me being a movie dork. I thought the best part of Escape Plan was Arnold Schwarzenegger and not Stallone. Schwarzenegger, for the first time ever that I can remember, is not playing the straight man. He's playing the guy that's basically Martin Riggs Section 8 crazy. I mean, when he gets to actually, you know, lay down the smackdown on a guard, he really gets into it. I mean, he goes way off the map. He's off the reservation. It's crazy. It's weird. I remember the movie Red Heat, where Schwarzenegger was teamed up with James Belushi. Take that dynamic and flip it to where Schwarzenegger is more the James Belushi nut job, and, you know, Belushi would be the straight man. That's what this is. Stallone is the straight man. The Schwarzenegger's crazy, just sociopath inmate, and it works a lot better than I thought it would, because I forgot what it was like to see Arnold Schwarzenegger's face red with rage, screaming obscenities, and talking about somebody's mother in a way I cannot even get close to repeating, and it works very, very well. There's a lot of violence, there's a lot of shooting, there's a lot of punching, there's a lot of, like I said, stereotypical, cliched moments. It's a prison breakout movie, but it's done very well. It blows away any other prison breakout movie that I can remember in recent memory, okay? Because I know that there are classics that we don't need to debate. But this is...
I actually can't think of any.
Like The Great Escape, okay?
Okay, all right.
This movie is very, very, very fun, and it is a lot of fun just to see these two guys on screen because The Expendables, especially The Expendables Part 2... It was just a big in-joke. It was just a big gag to see Stallone and Schwarzenegger there with their guns shooting up bad guys that had no name or anything. They do a good job establishing who they're going up against. Jim Caviezel plays the prison warden, and he's just brilliant as a bad guy, as a guy you just hate the second you see him. I give this movie, on a scale of 1 to 10, as a film critic and as a lover of these two actors and the fact they're together, I'm going to be very real with it. It's a 6.5 out of 10. It is not the film that will be cemented forever as, oh, you know, man, Stallone, his greatest hit. Oh, Escape Plan. You're never going to say that.
But let me ask you, because I know that you have been looking forward to this and talking about it all summer long, about how you anticipated seeing this movie. Was it climactic for you or anticlimactic?
It was anticlimactic, and I think that's mostly due to the fact that going in, there's only one reason for me to see this movie. It's to see Stallone and Schwarzenegger. It's not to wait the first third for things to finally kick in. We talked about Captain Phillips, and we talked about the unnecessary throwbacks to what's happening elsewhere in the world. Too many of that.
Which is only at the beginning for about 5 minutes.
But in the movie Escape Plan, we have too much of, there's the girl that really likes Stallone, and she's trying to track him down, with Curtis 50 Cent Jackson as the genius that she finds to try and track down where the secret prison is located. Are they going to find him in time? And if they do, how can they signal to him that he can get rescued if he's going to get an escape? Who cares? It's not about that. It's about Schwarzenegger and Stallone beating up prison guards and escaping from a fortress of a prison, and it takes too long for that to start because they really want you to care about the characters. We don't. They don't even need fake names. They really don't. It could have just started out with, hey, I'm Stallone. Hey, I'm Schwarzenegger. Hey, let's break out of this joint. And that's it, because the audience going to see this movie, that's what they want.
But don't they have to establish Stallone's bona fides as that he's an expert in breaking out of prison? Don't they have to do that?
A 12-hour miniseries couldn't do that, okay? And so when you deal with like an hour and a half, two-hour popcorn flick, you don't need it. It's unnecessary. You really don't. Yeah, it's nice to establish the credibility, but you really, really don't need it. I will say that now, unfortunately, but Stallone does get probably the standout action shot in this movie where he has to go one-on-one with a guard, and it's cool because it's Stallone. Seeing Stallone fight anybody with just his fist is just brilliant. I mean, I'm game for that anyway.
I do have to ask this because it's become almost standard for me to ask it when it involves an action movie. Is there a scene in this movie where an unarmed person is going up against an armed person and somehow wins the fight by taking that weapon away from them and then kicking the crap out of them?
Yes.
Of course there is. That's every movie. Because the fact that you have a gun in a movie does not mean that you have an advantage.
No. No, and especially not when you're going up against Schwarzenegger and Stallone.
Right. What were you thinking?
No, it's completely unbelievable that what goes down in this film, especially in the – I mean, the last like 30 minutes of the movie is just a roller coaster of fun, and it's a guilty pleasure.
You know, on that point, I'm reminded of the movie Blazing Saddles with Cleavon Little and Gene Wilder. And, of course, Alex Karras plays Mungo, this huge guy, the guy who punches out a horse at one point. And Cleavon Little is the sheriff, and Gene Wilder is the Waco kid. And at one point, he tells him about Mungo, who's coming to ravage the town. And the sheriff goes and reaches for his gun to put his gun belt on. And Gene Wilder, the Waco kid, says, no, don't do that. You'll just make him mad.
Yeah.
And apparently, that's what goes on in all of these action movies. Schwarzenegger's in that room. Take care of him. Don't take your gun. What are you, crazy? That's not going to work.
I'm going to steal a line from the movie Grudge Match, which is due on December 25th. Which we've talked about before. And yes, they did release a one-sheet poster, two of them actually, for this movie. And if you go online and you search Grudge Match movie poster, there's one that's really cool that kind of looks like a throwaway to Raging Bull, like a throwback, but kind of like a throwaway poster they could have used for Raging Bull. The other one, though, features the worst CGI'd Photoshop of these two actors to make them look like they're 35 years younger. But there's a line in the movie where Kim Basinger says to Stallone, "It won't be your best." Stallone says, "It's the best we've got." Escape Plan might not be Schwarzenegger and Stallone at their best, but it's the very best they've got.
No, it's not. We have DVRs, and we have DVDs, and we have downloadable movies.
No, I'm
saying
right now.
Go get Terminator 2 and get that again.
Okay, all right. And if you wanted to go see Stallone at his best, what would you see? There's only one acceptable answer.
Well, the first Rocky movie.
First Blood. That is Stallone at his absolute best.
Is that the one with Brian Dennehy as the sheriff?
Yes.
The first Rambo movie?
Yes, the first Rambo movie.
I'll give you that one. That's pretty good.
I would say it's his best because you've got the physical.
I think his first Rocky movie is good, the best.
Well, it's good. But, I mean, as far as him displaying what he can do physically, emotionally, every level, it's First Blood for me. That's
okay. All right.
Hey, I didn't say Demolition Man. I could have.
Is that the one with Sandra Bullock?
Yes.
Where he comes back in the future?
Yeah, the three seashells in the toilets they never explained. That always ticked me off.
Wesley Snipes, right?
Yeah, with the yellow hair.
Yes.
Yeah. Awesome.
I guarantee you that the Sandra Bullock, who is going to get an Academy Award again for Gravity, just as she did for The Blind Side, when she lists the movies she's been in, she doesn't include Demolition Man.
You think she'll include Speed 2, Cruise Control?
Was she in that?
Yes. She was.
Jason Patrick?
Yeah, where nobody's going to know, hey, man, Keanu Reeves looks a little bit different. And of course, Willem Dafoe playing a bad guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other movies that you mentioned that are opening this weekend, The Fifth Estate, that's the one about Julian Assange, the guy from WikiLeaks.
Starring Khan. Spoilers, sorry.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah, I can't pronounce his name, so I call him Khan.
He's also TV Sherlock Holmes, not from Elementary, but from the BBC Sherlock Holmes series. Very good actor. That's kind of an art house movie, I assume. Fifth Estate. And what's the other movie that's out
this
weekend?
The other one is 12 Years a Slave.
Which is getting rave reviews on the film festival circuit.
Amazing reviews. I have not seen it. I just had to say, okay, I've got a couple hours this week to review one film. Obviously, that's the one I'm going to do.
I understand. One other thing I want to mention about Carrie, which is out in its remake this weekend. Those kind of movies are review proof, right?
Well, yeah, they call it critic proof because people are going to bash it like crazy, but the kids are still going to go see it. I still think it should have been a PG-13 film, only for the sake of the people in it, the movie studio, their investment. They'd make a whole lot more money. There's no way. I'm going to go ahead and say it. There's no way Carrie tops the box office this weekend.
Is it rated R?
Yeah.
Oh.
So will Escape Plan top the box office?
No. I think you're either going to see Captain Phillips or you're going to see Gravity.
Yeah.
I think one of those two is going to be in your top spot.
And by the way, that's a very good idea for you to go see Captain Phillips or Gravity. They're the two best movies that are out there now.
I think Paul also wanted to say Escape Plan. You know, because come on, man. What would it take? For me?
You just admitted that it's not going to do better than those.
I admitted it won't do better than those.
Which would you rather tell people to see? If somebody said to you, which of these three movies should I go see now?
Captain Phillips.
Okay.
I would tell them Captain Phillips because there's no way they would walk out of that disappointed at all.
I agree.
Gravity, you're gonna bicker a little bit about storyline, take away the dialogue, and what do you have besides an IMAX feature, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Captain Phillips, that is Tom Hanks, okay? Mm-hmm. Reminding us, he's Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
He could do no wrong.
Right.
I mean, you forget about Charlie Wilson's War. You know, you forget about that stuff when you see Captain Phillips, so... Yes, Captain
Phillips. What do you have against Charlie Wilson's War?
A lot. It was. I mean, really? Really?
It's not like that one where he did the Southern accent.
Wait, I like The Lady Killers.
That's the one I'm talking about.
Yeah, I thought The Lady Killers
Charlie
was
Wilson's
well
War
done.
Was written by Aaron Sorkin, directed by Mike Nichols, co-starred Julia Roberts. Very funny. And also pretty important in American history, too.
Well, now don't I look like a bad guy? Thank you very much.
Yes, you do.
Wow.
Well, here's what I heard. Here's what I just heard from Joe Hipperson. I hate America. Am I the only one who heard that?
I hate American history.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, you know what? Hey, I didn't tell people to see 12 Years a Slave. Look, just throw that pile on there, too. Gosh.
Let's take a break. We'll come back and do more showbiz in a moment. This is the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon, Friday edition on the Big 550 KTRS.
Let's get a look at traffic right now and check in with Tim Weiland. Hi, Timmy.
Accident. You can't tell from the cameras, but it's a blocky right lane, and traffic is slow as you approach Highway 270 over the Merrimack Bridge. Now, they have cleared the accident on southbound 55 at Gasconeg. That slope has thinned out. They also cleared the accident that was on eastbound 270 at 203. But you are slow on eastbound 270 now from Missouri Bottom all the way through New Flores and southbound 170 stop and go from Olive down through 40. Eastbound 70 starting to jam up now from Salisbury to the Edward Jones Dome. Westbound 40, long stretches of slow traffic between Kings Highway out through Lindbergh. If you're slow from 270 out to the Boone Bridge, you're also going to find it heavy from Highway K almost to Winghaven. And on westbound 70, just a little slow now from Cave Springs through Mid Rivers Mall Drive. And this traffic report brought to you by Walmart. The Walmart October Savings Event is here. Find huge savings like select models of 15.6-inch Toshiba C-Series touchscreens on rollback for just $399. You save $49. Ends October 31st while supplies last. See store for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the 550 KTRS.
The 6 o'clock news. It's great to watch. Unless you're in your car in traffic. The Big 550 KTRS and KTBI Fox 2 have the solution. Beginning Monday, November 4th, KTRS will simulcast the Fox 2 News at 6 with Sandy Miller to give you the ability to get caught up on all the news, weather, and sports while you're on your way to wherever you're going. The Fox 2 News at 6 with Sandy Miller, followed by the Big Sports Show with Hadley and Heuer at 6:30 on the Big 550 KTRS.
These days, going to the dentist can be practically painless. Gee, that didn't hurt a bit.
Until they hand you the bill.
Ow!
Because if you don't have dental insurance, you could be spending a lot of money. Even just a simple cleaning can cost over $100. And other procedures like crowns and root canals can cost you hundreds more. But now you can get dental insurance for less than a dollar a day. Real dental insurance that can cover over 300 procedures. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. To have a free information kit mailed directly to you, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-400-3488. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. This is the pain-free way to get coverage for less than a dollar a day. For your free information kit with all the details, call 1-800-400-3488. 1-800-400-3488.
Are you retired or retiring soon? If so, I need to ask you a few important questions. Do you have a plan to provide a steady, predictable income for life? Do you have a plan to protect your assets from market losses? Do you have a plan to reduce the impact of taxes and inflation? Hi, I'm Lori Heise.
And I'm Ken Heise. If you answered no to any of these questions, call Heise Advisory Group to schedule a no-obligation review of your retirement income plans. You'll also get a free copy of 10 Things to Know About Planning Your Retirement Income just for calling. We have a combined 45 years of experience in financial services serving those that are retired or close to retirement.
Call Heise Advisory Group today at 314-909-1116. That's 314-909-1116.
Heise Advisory Group. Financial security in any economy.
These days, going to the dentist can be practically painless.
Gee, that didn't hurt a bit.
Until they hand you the bill.
Ow!
Because if you don't have dental insurance, you could be spending a lot of money. Even just a simple cleaning can cost over $100. And other procedures like crowns and root canals can cost you hundreds more. But now you can get dental insurance for less than a dollar a day. Real dental insurance that can cover over 300 procedures. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. To have a free information kit mailed directly to you, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-400-3488. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. This is the pain-free way to get coverage for less than a dollar a day. For your free information kit with all the details, call 1-800-400-3488. 1-800-400-3488.
Any appliance store can sell appliances, but that doesn't mean they know appliances. At Sleiman Brothers, we know everything about every brand we sell, and we are happy to spend as much time with you as you'd like so that you make the right purchase for the right situation. When we say, try us, you'll like us, we say it for a reason, because when you visit Sleiman Brothers, there's a Sleiman in every store, and we know what true personal service means. Plus, our low prices, expert advice, and free delivery keep our customers coming back. So whether your appliance is conked out, they're getting old and tired, or you're doing a complete remodel, we have the top quality brands like Whirlpool that fit your needs. Save a trip to the big box stores and visit one of our three family-owned locations, South County, South City, or Baldwin. Your friends and neighbors already have, because they know that at Sleiman Brothers, we make it easy to buy your Whirlpool appliances.
At Sleiman Brothers, try us, you'll like us.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896. That's 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896.
What You're Supposed to Do to Take Care of Your Tires by Mike Rowe. You know, I don't really know what you're supposed to do. You know who does, though? The tire experts in the service department at your Ford dealership.
Get a $70 mail-in rebate on Ford Select tires, plus another $70 when you use the Ford Service credit card. $140. Subject to credit approval, rebates by check. Other tire manufacturer rebate or offer cannot be combined or Ford Service credit card rebate or offer. See your participating Ford dealer for rebate details through 12/31/13.
Without trees, hide and seek would just be seek. Trees are a natural playground with built-in shade. Visit treeswork.org for more on how trees work for kids. Brought to you by the Missouri Department of Conservation.
3 out of 4 homeowners don't know where to place smoke alarms. They should be installed on every floor and near sleeping areas. Kids Smoke Alarms will help protect your family.
For your next direct flight to Orlando, take the hassle-free, low-fare, charter line free parking way to fly. Allegiant Airline at Mid-America Airport. Book your flight at flymidamerica.com. Sponsored by the Tourism Bureau, Illinois South.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me, and Joe Hipperson is here as well, and we're talking about showbiz stuff. I know you've got a couple of items. May I just squeeze one in here before you go?
Yes, man. Let's do it.
It's more of a TV thing than movies.
Okay.
You know, CBS has this remake of Hawaii Five-0 that's
yes.
been on for a couple of years
with
now.
With the son of James Caan, right?
Right. Yeah. Scott Caan. And the ratings have not been as good this year as they were last year. So a few days ago, they announced a stunt. They're going to do an entire fan-built episode, basically an hour of choose-your-own-dano adventure. The viewers get to pick the victim, the suspect, the weapon, etc.
You mean live while the show? Is it going to be a live episode, or people?
No.
Oh, I get it. So you got maybe thousands of viewers. They're only going to pick 4 ideas.
4 or 5, whatever it is. Whatever the points are in the plot that they're going to let the viewers choose. And I'm assuming they'll do it online or on Facebook or something. Now, I don't watch Hawaii Five-0, so I really don't care. This is not going to affect me in any way. But I think this is a horrible, horrible decision. I think that this is essentially saying our writers can't come up with anything.
And if their ratings are already bad, right? Okay, let's say... Let's just be
then
generic.
Get better writers.
Well, let's just be really generic, and that way we can understand the math easily. Let's say only 100 people watch the show, okay?
Yep.
That means their ratings are horrible. So if they do this for the people that are only watching now,
yeah,
that's not going to increase the ratings at all. Why would I tune into a show
correct.
Knowing that it's being written by the poor losers that are still watching the show?
Correct.
It's not going to accomplish anything.
Correct.
So what we do is we hijack this contest, and we make sure that the person that dies is the star of the show. That's what we do. We kill off Dano. I mean, that's what you got to do, right?
Well, see, here's the problem
with
this.
That's where it would be fun.
Here's the problem for me when it comes to this sort of thing. The reason I watch TV is because I know that on the other side of that glass, there's a whole creative community of people who are creating something for my entertainment. They are professionals at what they do. I would not have wanted to see an episode of Breaking Bad where the viewers were allowed to choose what happens to Walt and Jesse this week. I don't want to tune in to break it to a Big Bang Theory on Thursday night and have people there deciding who does Penny date this week.
Well, yeah,
what happens with Wolowitz and his wife? I don't care about that sort of... These are shows that are at the top of their game that are really, really good, that have great creative people writing them and showrunners who are making it brilliant week in and week out. That's what you watch television for. That's what you consume all media for.
No, and I agree. And the problem is you deal with a show that maybe has a little bit of longevity, but if it's got anything going, it's got a story arc. If you do this, you're going to completely disrupt where the show could have gone because you're going to mess up the story arc, right?
Well, maybe you're just saying these elements of the show are going to continue as part of our arc, or maybe they're just going to consider it as a week off. It's an asterisk in our arc.
The Bizarro World episode, right?
Something like that.
Alternate
yeah.
universe.
Right.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, anybody who reads a blog online, you read that blog because the people who write that blog write something that you enjoy reading. You don't read that blog, oh, I can't wait to see the comments.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I'm going to go to my favorite website and read the talkback thread. Nobody does that.
You don't go on Facebook to see the comments that are written on what your friend's life is.
Right. And if you do, you got to rethink your life.
So that whole idea of, I've worked at radio stations. We're going to let the listeners program the radio station. Listeners don't want to program the radio station. They want to be entertained by the radio station. That's why they listen to the radio station. That's what the concept is.
There's no confidence in the show then. I mean, you realize that if you are a fan, if you're a fan of the new Hawaii Five-0,
yes.
When this episode comes out, you realize that you're not watching what was intended. You're not watching what was supposed to be. You're
right.
Just watching desperation.
Right.
How can you enjoy that?
Exactly.
That's a very, very, very bad idea.
Now, we already have things on TV where the listeners, the viewers, have input. And those are things like The Voice and American Idol and X Factor. And
look at how well those shows are doing.
That's a good point. 10 years ago, that was a big deal.
Yes.
Now, everybody's at home going, I don't care what anybody else thinks. Entertain me, for God's sakes.
Right. You look at the big one. You look at Breaking Bad. You look at The Walking Dead. You look at what is...
Walking Dead last weekend, by the way, 16.1 million viewers. That's more viewers than any other show on any television network except for Sunday Night Football last week.
Oh,
that's amazing. That's on the AMC network.
I know.
That's amazing.
Can you imagine if you had like AMC stock right now? Forget it, man. It's insane.
The Walking Dead, as written by our viewers, does not get 16.1 million viewers.
No, it does not.
All right. What do you have on your showbiz roster?
All right. Batman vs. Superman, the movie that has created a more talk-back threads than any other film as of right now.
Because Ben Affleck is going to play Batman?
Yes. And you know what? The more I've digested it, the more I dig it. I really, really do.
He'll
because
be fine.
When Ben Affleck is in his Ben Affleck mode, and he's cocky Ben Affleck, he's boiler room Ben Affleck, that is Bruce Wayne. And that's the Bruce Wayne I'd like to see.
Mm-hmm.
They start filming this weekend. And I see nobody knew they were this far along. One of the producers has already gone on record saying, you guys have no idea. You guys are complaining about the Ben Affleck casting. You have no idea how close we are to this thing actually happening. So they're going to start filming this weekend. If for any reason you're going to find yourself in East L.A., the East Los Angeles College, they're having a football game during halftime. They're filming the very first sequence for Batman versus Superman. So if you're in the neighborhood or if you're listening online, you could be an extra.
That means that this time next week, we will have already gotten fanboy reports online on some of these sites about what happened there and speculation about why Ben Affleck will suck as Batman.
Hey, man, 12:01 a.m. Sunday, I'm going to be scouring the net looking for photographs from fanboys and extras. Legendary Pictures has hired Simon Crane to be the director of a movie I still cannot believe they are making. You want to know what it's called?
Yeah.
Hot Wheels. No joke.
You mean based on the Mattel toys?
Yes. They're making a live... I got a feeling Colin in the newsroom is just salivating when he hears stuff like this, okay? Because it's all because of Fast and Furious. It's all because of that they're going to greenlight every single ludicrous idea for a really cool car movie.
Wait a second. Are you talking about a live-action Hot Wheels movie?
Oh, yeah. At a recent Comic-Con, they had two cars, real cool-looking muscle cars. And you know what they were propped on? They were propped on those really flimsy orange strips that you can buy where you can get your Hot Wheels track. They made a giant, huge, functional,
flexible.
Yes, the flexible orange track. They made real flexible orange track. They put these muscle cars on top of it. Simon Crane, the guy who's going to direct Hot Wheels, has never directed anything in his entire life.
He's watched Hawaii Five-0, and so he is qualified to come up with entertainment.
He was a second unit director on Quantum of Solace. We know how good that film turned out, and it's being written by the same guy who penned Donnie Brasco and The Sum of All Fears. They're making it very serious. Last thing I'll say, do not believe anything that you're hearing online. I'm a firm believer that I'm right. There was a zombie attack in Hong Kong, okay? I'm saying it. I'm just going to say, have you read about this?
No.
Oh, check
we
it
just
out.
Talked about The Walking Dead, and this must be a connection. It must be tie-in for that show.
No. Michael Bay is directing a new Transformers movie.
Yeah.
The big rumor is that they're going to involve the Dinobots, which are dinosaur robots, which is pretty cool for me being a little kid in a old guy's body. So in Hong Kong, they're doing a scene. Mark Wahlberg's there. They're shooting. Everything's fine. And so these four guys show up, completely raged out of their mind. One guy was actually carrying an air conditioning unit over his head and throwing it at crew members. Then one of these four guys jumps on Michael Bay, chomping like crazy, trying to eat him. It took 15 Hong Kong police officers to subdue these four crazed maniac people that were trying to eat the cast.
No, they weren't.
At the filming of Transformers.
No, they weren't.
I'm not making this up. I'm taking this directly from what Michael Bay said. He said these people...
Well, if Michael Bay said it, that makes it fact.
Michael Bay said they were acting exactly like the zombies in World War Z.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said. That's his quote. All right, fine. I'm telling you, man, it's going to happen somewhere.
Wait a minute. Somewhere in the world, somebody was pretending they were a character in a movie. Ooh.
Oh, my gosh.
Have we missed, Colin, how'd you miss that as a headline?
Telling you, zombie outbreak is going to happen. Hong Kong.
What's going to happen?
I don't know. Don't you think there's going to be a zombie outbreak one day? Aren't you prepared?
No, I don't think that.
Hey, look, if zombies are going to outbreak somewhere, you know what? Fine. Kill Michael Bay. That guy is responsible for more lumps of just, ugh. I mean, seriously, it's not really a bad thing if Michael Bay gets eaten by zombies, because if he's still around and he decides to keep directing, then his films might get better if he's a zombie. Fine. Seriously.
Fine.
You want to know some concerts?
Let's go to the concerts.
Okay. All right, starting tonight, we got 21 Pilots at the Pageant. Young Blood Brass Band is at 2720 Cherokee. This Must Be the Band, playing at Old Rock House. Vibe Steady at Foo Bar. Cody Codes over at Cicero's. Blood Stand Still at the Mad Magician. Wicked Thoughts at Lemons. The Quaaludes over at the Heavy Anchor. The Dead Ringers at Ye Old Haunt. And the Hobosexuals are playing at the Livery Company.
I love that name.
On Saturday, Five Fold doing their CD release party at Pops. Death Before Dishonor at Foo Bar. Air Supply over at Lumiere Place. Royal Canoe playing the demo. The High Dives over at the Gramophone. Odd-O-Matic is at Lemons. Tear Out the Heart at the Mad Magician, and Francis with Wolves is playing A-Pop Records. And last but not least,
that's a good one too.
Yep.
So you know how this goes. I've got five concerts, and let's see, four of them are actually real, one completely made up by me. Are we ready to play?
We are.
All right. The Grooms, Friday at Plush. Revenge of Burple, Saturday at the Demo. Aristocrat Laundromat, Saturday at the Heavy Anchor. Afrolicious, Friday at 2720 Cherokee. Rectal Hygienics, Saturday at CBGB's.
All right, ahead of time, we flipped a three-sided coin, and we allowed Ian to choose first.
Revenge of Burple.
Wow.
Dan.
I was going to do that one, too.
You can.
I'm going to do Revenge of Burple.
I'm going to go Rectal Hygienics.
And that was that other one I was thinking of.
Well, it looks as if my streak of winning is over. I'm terribly sorry. The winners would be Ian and Paul for Revenge of Burple.
Oh, Ian and Dan.
Oh, yeah. Ian and Dan. I'm sorry, yeah. Paul. I hate to do that to you, to remind you that you lost with Rectal Hygienics. Why would you think I'd make up Rectal Hygienics?
I was crazy.
All right, so yeah.
I don't know what I was thinking.
Revenge of Burple is available. You can use it. If you do, just give me credit in the liner notes. This will do it for me. Talk to you next week. Joe Hipperson, Big 550, KTRS, Hip on Entertainment.
Revenge of Burple.
Wow. Is there a history to the word Burple that we don't know about?
Don't you remember Burple?
No.
Ian, Burple, it was like a knockoff Kool-Aid, and you had it in this like xylophone thing, and it's how you made this like Kool-Aid drink, and it looked like an accordion.
I do remember the accordion bottles. I do not remember it being called Burple, though.
Yeah, and when you moved it around, it sounded like a burp.
I thought it was the character Jaleel Whiteplate on Family Matters. What do I know?
That's Urkel.
Joe Hipperson is brought to you every week by the seven locally owned and operated Oreck Home Centers. You can also find them online at OREK. That's OREK.com.
All right. Let's get a look at traffic and see how things look with Tim Weiland.
You know, I don't know where this traffic was this morning, but boy, it's out here this afternoon. Now, hey, they have cleared that right lane on westbound 44 after the Merrimack River Bridge, so traffic's still a little bit slow approaching 270. And then you're heavy again between Mirage and Bowles. Now, on southbound 270, they've moved an accident off to the right shoulder at Doherty Ferry. You've got stop-and-go traffic from 40 down to Doherty Ferry. Westbound 40, the usual slowdown, Kings Highway, McCausland from Highway 270 out to the Boone Bridge. You've got pretty much stop-and-go traffic all the way. Now the baseball traffic coming in. So you're heavy on eastbound 40 from Boone's Crossing up through Mason, and then you're starting to get heavy again between McKnight and Big Bend. Also on eastbound 70, you're slow from Salisbury to the Edward Jones Dome. Out in St. Charles County, you're slow now from, it looks like, Zumbel out through Mid Rivers Mall Drive, and then eastbound 270 heavy approaching McDonald through New Florissant. And this traffic report is brought to you by Walmart. The Walmart October Savings Events here. Find huge savings like select models of 15.6-inch Toshiba C-Series touchscreens on rollback for just $399. You save $49. Ends October 31st while supplies last. See store for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This Saturday, our hot 6-0 Mizzou Tigers take on the Florida Gators. To accommodate, we're shuffling around some of your favorite Saturday shows. The yard sale is from 6 to 8, followed by Straight Talk and Retirement. Mizzou football pregame coverage begins at 9 a.m. and the game begins at 11:20. At 4 p.m., it's America's Wealth Management, followed by This Week in Real Estate at 5. Growing Green at 7 p.m., the Inside Out shows at 8, and Bill Cleveland's Trivia Night caps it off at 9 p.m. It's a Saturday lineup to look forward to on the Big 550 KTRS.
In life, you seldom get the chance for a do-over, but that's not true when it comes to your supplemental coverage to Medicare. Imagine having a plan where you can keep your own doctor, have your gym membership paid for, and pay no additional premiums over your Medicare Part B. That's called Medicare Advantage. This is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. Take advantage of your opportunity today. Call me at 314-863-0008 for a free Medicare comparison. 314-863-0008.
Hey, Mom, look at all the broken glass.
Oh, yeah?
It's so pretty. Can I play with it?
Okay. Just make sure your homework gets done.
Mom, look. I made a parachute out of sheets.
You did?
Yeah. Isn't it cool?
Wow, that's great, sweetie.
I know. I'm going to jump off the roof.
Okay.
You wouldn't let your child do these things. If they're under 8, letting them ride without a booster seat is just as dangerous. Boost and buckle. Arrive alive. Visit SaveMoreLives.com.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Each and every weekday morning at 6:50, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus gives us insights into the financial markets and investing. To get your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and tune in weekday mornings at 6:50 on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou, especially on Mizzou Mondays this fall. Tune in this Monday night from 6 till 9 for Mizzou Monday, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley and Jim Huer. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Region 1 Wines. 100% estate-grown, award-winning wines from the premier grape-growing region of Mendoza, Argentina since 1870. And the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
The Big 550
KTRS. St. Louis.